Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so, you know, you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed lower across the board today. With the December corn, 439 and a half, down 0.75 cents. And that was roughly 10 cents off of the high from earlier today. It traded all the way up to 449 in a quarter of a cent in the December corn. So it did close near its nut low, and that's a little bit of a reversal. There will be an idea that maybe there will be some follow-through selling tonight and tomorrow by the hedge funds. But we'll wait and see tonight. Soybeans weaker as well. November beans at 10.08 and a half, down 7 and a half. The high overnight or this morning was 10.29 and three quarters, so we closed roughly 21 cents off of that high. So that was pretty bearish negative action for the soybeans. And then wheat futures lower as well, down 3 to 4 cents in the Chicago wheat, with December down 3 and a quarter at 5.71 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat down 5 and three quarters in December. That put them at 573. We're still above the moving average, which is 564, the 50-day moving average, which is 564 in the wheat. So there is some support, underlying technical support. But if you remember, we tried $5.20 three times from May and through July.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Wheat exports this morning were old crop of 10.7 million bushels. The estimate was 14.7, so a little bit disappointing there and a little bit bearish. Corn, 13 million for old crop, 12.8 for new crop. Estimates were about there, actually a little bit higher than that at 26.6 million bushels. We're just barely below where we need to be. We're at 99% of the USDA commitments at this point. Normally we're at 98%, so maybe just a little bit ahead. Soybean exports were 1.7 for old crop and 18.6 for new crop. Estimates were 11, so it was actually bullish for the soybeans overall. And then as a percentage of the USDA commitments, we're actually ahead. We're 2% above where we need to be at 102%. We actually need to have decreases in order to get back on track where the USDA says we should be for this time of the year. One other note that was going through the news or the circles today was the fact that some South American soybean meal is making its way into the United States through the southeast coast. If they continue to import South American grain, that'll be negative across the board.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, August live cattle down 52 at 146.50, with October down 80 at 149.42. August feeder cattle down 85 at 214.47, with September down 115 at 212.47. August lean hogs 70 higher at 76 even, with October down 45 at 64.52. In the grain, September Kansas City wheat down 5 3/4 at 553 1/4. December down 6 at 573. September Chicago wheat 4 1/2 lower at 562 1/4. September corn up 1/2 at 430, with it December up 3/4 at 441. August soybeans down 6 at 1019, with November down 5 at 1011. October cotton down 2 at 65.30, December up 37 at 65.24. That's a market update for the Oklahoma Farm Report.com. I'm Leslie Smith.